Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and comedians, doms and subbies, sex workers and pelvis twerkers. Oh yeah. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, or the Buddha, but we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
I was about to say amen.
Hey.
Can I hear it? Hey, women.
Hey, women!
Oh, yes, brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's speakeasy in Bonoboville, LAX. And, I am so sad. I am so sad to see Nice, one of Max's and my favorite cities, run over. Just really run over. It's just so depressing. And on our favorite holiday in France,
Bastille Day.
Yeah, the day we love to watch the fireworks. We could have been there, right?
We could have been
right in that street on the promenade.
I would have been there.
We have had so many wonderful moments in Nice, you know, really fireworking, hot, wild, sexual, pleasure-packed moments, and it's just a wonderful city, and now this. So we feel kind of bad, and yet, you know, we can't let the terrorists win, right?
Hell no.
Heavens no. And no. And, you know, there are a lot of people calling for violence to Trump violence. Yes. And we all know how well that works.
I just think ladies should break up with people on another day.
And I also know that my tech department left everybody's microphones on.
Oops.
So that, brothers and sisters, who you just heard, is... let's hear it for Daryl Wright, back in Bonoboville. You're talking.
Hi.
And you're back, and you haven't been here for a while, and we're mourning, and yet we are, you know, we're mourning the dead, but we're celebrating life, and we're loving the living, because that's what we know. You don't trump hate with hate, you gotta love. That's the only thing that can stop the hate, is love and sex and
I agree with that.
Comedy sometimes. Although
sometimes.
Comedy can also inflame the hate.
I know.
Because, you know.
I know. I went through that last
some
night.
Some of these wild right-wing haters are really funny.
Not to them.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what some people like. They are funny to themselves. Like. So, in any case, this is Daryl. Daryl is back. And we
Cheers.
Are so happy to have you, you know. Last week it was black people being killed.
I know.
This week it's sort of a multicultural
like, how
bunch
about
of
not
killing.
Kill anybody? Yeah. That would be a good week.
You know, that would be nice. We're trying to turn the summer of blood into a summer of love. We keep talking about it here in Bonoboville. But out there, I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
That was nuts.
It's
real.
Warm inside, though, with my other exciting guests, who are Madam Raven Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Looking very, very elegant. In her,
okay, nobody clapped for me.
you know?
Nobody didn't do shit. They just stood there.
No,
like,
the heels.
It's the heels.
I'm not wearing heels, but that was
right.
messed up.
That's
right,
your probably your problem.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah, but you're important. I introduced you first.
I didn't get a clap. It's like, okay, moving right along, motherfucker.
At least
who's
you
in
didn't
the
get the clap.
Oh, I That's haven't good. Gotten that since high school. Okay.
So now my other lovely guest here is Savannah Fire.
Yeah.
She gets some applause also. And Savannah and Daryl share something in common. You both did a Showtime show this week.
Yeah, but hers sounded like more fun. Like, I just take my special. Hers sounded like a lot more fun. Like,
well, yours is about comedy, but hers is about sex.
I know. Hers is more fun.
Yeah. Comedy's good, too.
Okay, when's the last time somebody threw a beer bottle at you filming something about porn? Never.
Okay, never.
Thank you. Yours is more fun.
Well, in the old days, they used to try to stick beer bottles up the porn stars, but I think that's not considered.
People do that.
People do that.
Yeah,
have you ever had a beer bottle up there?
No,
it's
not
safe. We don't recommend it. No. But
I actually had a boyfriend when I was like 16 that he ended up screwing his girl with a bottle after they were really drunk and literally had to go to the hospital because the suction had. Like, that's a thing.
Yes, yes. Hospitals do report the beer bottle incidents often. Yeah.
It's a thing.
And the gerbils. So, yeah. So, we're happy to have you all here. This is exciting. You were here last week. And
yes.
Savannah was very much on fire, so much that she had to put it out with holy water. She squirted.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
I'm
pretty holy.
And I'm here for Elvis.
Well, that's coming. Savannah is also here. And, of course, Madam Raven Ray, one of the MCs of DomCon. And Abe is not here. But that's why we might have a few little technical issues tonight. But Tammy Parrott is here. Look at that. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. And we also have the lovely Jackie Blue on camera tonight. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I was happy to see that she was here, but I was kind of disappointed that she's working behind the
camera. Well, you know, here she is. We can see her.
Hi, Jackie.
And we're doing our thing tonight. We have some staff away because, you know, they heard Daryl was coming.
You know what? That's messed up. That is really foul.
Now, Daryl is not only a Showtime comic, but he is the winner of the DrSusie.tv award for Most Intoxicated.
I still haven't gotten my trophy.
Yeah.
I never got my trophy for that.
Here, you can pose with
Are
it.
You kidding me? Are
you
kidding me? You
don't get to
me?
Take it home. But
I finally get my trophy. Oh, my God. I finally get my trophy. Get a
Here,
picture
turn
of this
it around.
Guy. Yes, this is awesome.
Yeah,
he's got his trophy.
Let's have a clap.
You were waiting for me to say that, weren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, it doubles as a dildo, and that's why the wings are a little fucked up.
Oh, okay, cool. This is so awesome. Oh, wow. You know what? This
How
is going right.
How many times has it been used?
Huh?
Well, you can't keep it,
Who
though.
Gives a damn? It's a trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to buy your own.
Yeah, you have to buy it.
Buy what? My trophy? I gotta buy my trophy now. Really? I don't get clapped for. Now I got to buy my trophy. What next?
Welcome to L.A.
You know.
I know, basically.
Hollywood, baby.
That's why I live in Vegas.
That is true of some of the awards. I think the Emmys, you do have to.
You have to buy them.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be Emmy-less. So if this special does
so
really well,
far.
Not yet.
Yeah, you may have to pony up for your award. So
how do you do? I love it, though. It is so cool. I earned this, by the way. I earned this.
Yeah,
you sure did.
You earned it with drinking and
passing
drinking
out.
Some more. And passing out. Speaking and getting
which,
a great photograph of yourself passed out, which I believe Jux Lee took.
Yes.
He took,
yeah, I
he
think
took
it was
the
Jux.
Winning photograph.
Yes, and that's a joke.
And that the photograph made it
Vegas.
All the way to Vegas.
Yes, the Harris in Vegas, as a joke, put that picture up when I was headlining there. Not a headshot. It has me passed out all over the Vegas Strip, and I was like, thank you, guys. Not like somebody was lying, but it was awesome. Like, you
yeah.
don't see that normally. Like, if it's a
no,
comic.
No, you were sitting, see. But with your head down.
Yep. Yeah. Hurting.
He was, like, trying to sit on his head?
And I don't know what I was
yeah,
trying to do.
He's just falling asleep in his chair.
Completely comfortable. Because it's Dr. Susie, so I'm like, you know what, screw it. I'll
well, we try to make you comfortable. That's Bonoboville. And, yeah, I'm depressed, guys, because of Nice. Because have you ever been to France? Anybody been to Nice?
I went to Nice.
You did.
Paris
did you
nightclub
were you on the promenade?
Hey, guys, can you
no,
turn up
no.
the microphones a little bit for the ladies?
Did you go
They're
to the
a little
beach?
Low.
I did. That was different. Because it's rock.
It's rocks. Did you go to the nude beaches?
No, I didn't get a
no,
chance.
They have nude beaches. Well, topless.
They have a nude city, actually.
Yeah.
They have a whole nude city. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was formed by the government after the Second World War as an experiment. Mm. And half the city is all naked, and the other half is dressed, but you can go to restaurants and the bank, anywhere, naked. And cop dog, it's called.
Cop dog, right, yeah. right. It's not exactly
the city of
Nice.
Cop dog.
It's yeah.
I won't be going there.
No, it's
my
great.
Mom's a nudist. We might it's be beautiful. Going there.
Well, not
the
because
French
the
Riviera is really the. I mean, it's the.
I'm staying behind with them.
Of culture
nowhere.
And joie de vivre, meeting you know the beach, you know, and nature. It's just so awesome. And this terrible thing happened. And, you know, they call it a marketing method, terrorism. Terrorism is a marketing method. That's what was it was called by that guy who killed all the Norwegians, the 77 Norwegians. He was a right-wing terrorist, and he went on to this camp and killed 77 Norwegians, mostly children. It was kind of a liberal camp. And he, because the Norwegians are so liberal, he was not killed. And he, at his trial, said, you know, I did this act of terror as a marketing method.
What is he selling?
Well, what is ISIS selling? What are they all selling? They're selling hate. They're selling violence. They're trying to get people terrorized. They're selling fear. That's what they're selling. And people
and
are buying it.
I'm pretty sure they said it was religion. I'm just saying.
And religion, which is and religion based on fear. Religion based on an angry God that strikes you dead, an angry God that wants you to kill others. It's a marketing method.
The irony of that is that the Bible says that God is a love entity. So it's actually like blasphemy for a love entity to know how to hate. I'm just.
Thank you, Sister Raven Ray, and that is true.
I mean,
that's what the Bible told me.
Kind of
but they have their own
it's
Bible
cool.
interpretation, and you know, the Bible, just to be fair, is full of stuff. I mean, there's a gazillion wars and lots of killing, and you know, so sacrificing and weirdness. But yeah, I mean, essentially, love is the message that
supposed
the
to
good
be.
Guys choose. So that's what we choose here in Bonoboville. We choose love. We choose sex. We choose channeling
Hallelujah.
Your violent desires, because we all have some violent desires, perhaps into BDSM.
Oh, yes, very much so.
BDSM, you know, whack your slaves. As long as it's consensual.
Willing.
And, of course, we channel it into music. music is a great weapon.
What?
In our war against violence and hate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not quite as easy as sex in a way. Or maybe, I mean, it's...
And the war, everybody's involved in this war.
Yeah.
Heroin out of Afghanistan. There's more heroin coming into this country now.
They own 80% of the trade when
right,
it used
correct.
To be Korea.
Correct.
Korea had really yeah. crappy heroin, by the way. And so yeah. now that that's Afghanistan nice. Was... Yeah,
didn't
Afghanistan.
Know
everything made in
and
Korea
so Afghanistan
is shitty.
Afghanistan has a lot better. So it's like going from like dirt weed to like amazing medical grade marijuana. So that's kind of the jump. And now our hand in it owns 80% of the
We have our hands in it.
Trade,
and then the bankers, of course, the Queen's bankers... The Bank of England is
yeah,
one
the
of the biggest,
heroin dealers.
You know, drug dealers in the world. It's
True.
The royal family of England. Okay,
I knew they was in power a long time.
We're like little peons, you know, peon us. Hey,
keep
cut us in
high.
On the fucking
Can I?
Profit, you? Or
keep
do something.
Hey, peon people, you know, if it's consensual, no problem.
Unless they're terrorists, I don't mind pissing on terrorists all day long. I'll
oh.
do that all day.
Well, terrorists.
All day.
These terrorists, what can I say? I think we need to love them and stop them from
If you was loving
hating.
Them, like if they had got some loving, then they wouldn't be terrorists.
I think, let's just look at this guy. This guy. This guy was obviously an asshole.
Right.
This guy that ran the truck over the people. He was... divorced, his wife left him because he
you.
Beat her.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He beat her and he felt depressed.
Thank you.
And he didn't have a social net, I guess, to fall into that would help him. He had a social net that radicalized him.
Well, I think what's radicalizing a lot of these people is they all they have to do is watch the news at night. And
they see how to get famous.
Yeah.
It's a marketing method for themselves, for depressed people, when they think, who am I? I'm a nobody. Why don't I go just, you know, rent a lorry and run a bunch of people over, and then everyone will know who I am.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that's insanity.
But that's what
that's
the
kind
news,
of world
that's
we live in.
What
now.
We live in. That is yeah. the truth.
Let me tell you something. Fame is not always cracked up to be.
Yes.
Mr. Famous.
That's right.
No, you are. You do have a Showtime special.
Yes.
You Can get, I get your
you
autograph?
Get, if you're famous, you get bottles thrown at you and tomatoes and all kinds
Not
of
tomatoes,
shit.
Not tomatoes. Tomatoes. I've upgraded. But I'm just like, man, like, honestly, when has somebody had sex, got up and said, you know what? I feel like running people over. Like, no, never. Like, that's never
no,
happened
no,
in
they're
my
not,
history.
They're not. They're usually abandoned by their wives or... Well, there's a case in which, of course, the guy that shot up Orlando, he was married. And
he was
with his
And
wife.
He was gay.
But, yes.
Yeah. I called that when it first happened. I'm like, that's not
yeah.
terrorism. That's a gay dude that got left.
Right.
Because know how I knew it? When you shoot the DJ, that means that you're heartbroken. Because most people
but
just shoot up everybody,
see,
but they don't shoot the DJ. Because what happens is, he was so mad, he was like, that DJ played the song that I fell in love to. So he just shot him too. Now, that's when I was like, this dude's gay and he's heartbroken.
That's true. Except now, all these heartbroken people, whether they're gay or they're, you know, wife beaters or both, then they have something they can attach themselves to. A hate movement. I mean, there's the Islamist hate movement. There's also the white supremacy hate movement. There's various hate movements.
There's the Trump hate movement.
There's the Trump hate movement. You can attach yourself to one of these, and then you become like a soldier. It's pretty insane. It's quite a recruitment method, and it's quite a marketing method. And I have to say, they got something going on there. But we got to counter it with a better marketing method.
Yeah.
If we want to live.
How is sex not the best marketing method?
Well, it is. That's right. Sex sells. We all want it. It's as powerful as violence. It's just denigrated and censored and put down. And let's just look at this. The news will show over and over again people being killed, people being run over, people being shot. But will they show Savannah squirting? No.
No.
They will not.
No.
Now, if people could look at Savannah squirting, maybe they wouldn't want to pick up the gun. Maybe they'd want to learn to squirt instead of picking up a gun to imitate. Because people love to imitate.
That's true.
Is her mic on?
Is her mic on?
I don't know. Hey, guys, back there. Hello. Try
that. About this one?
Yeah.
Fun fact. Actually, kids will watch 35,000 violent crimes on TV before they watch 10 different love scenes.
Right.
So
like
that's a visual fact. Why do we wonder why people are running people over? Bad in, bad out.
That's kids are sponges. And so if they grow up in that environment and surround themselves with that because they're not taught anything else.
And they are growing up in that environment.
And there is
we are in that environment. Yeah.
There's something else. Mr. Bush. Okay. That little guy from Texas. No offense, Elvis.
He is from Texas. Right.
There's nothing wrong with Texas. He wanted to poke around,
and he went and poked the bee's nest, okay? And then all the bees flew out, okay?
It's true.
And we have a disaster in Europe because people, millions of people are fleeing the wars. And the war machine, everybody is selling guns to everybody else. They're all shooting each other and bombing each other and... My God.
Makes me feel so, so nervous. I need pretty girls on the bed. Sit down.
What
come here. Calm down.
This is what a generation of children in this country have grown up with. Mm-hmm. If you don't agree with each other, you shoot each other. Right? But by the way, the what I liked a lot in Texas, the open carry gun guys.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the shooting started.
They ran.
They ran. And the cops were running after them because they thought they were the shooters.
Texas is Texas.
What kind of, you know.
Texas is Texas.
It's not like Texas. But, hey, Raven, why do you like Texas?
I absolutely love Texas. I feel like a lot of the big boys are in Texas.
The big boys.
I don't know, the heavy hitters,
the big guys.
They're a little bit more emotionally mature, I found.
Yeah?
And
I thought you meant, like, big boys.
Well, that's it. I'm not going to lie.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Thank God. Why do you think I'm always going back to Texas?
Did I say that I lived in Texas, by the way? Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
What? He's from Texas.
No, I go back to Dallas probably once a month.
Really?
Yeah, for, like, the last year.
Cool.
I love it. Done Austin and I love Austin, but their expansion
You've done
plan
Austin?
Sucks and there's
really?
No expansion
Did you do
plan.
Frank? Can I come with you?
Well, we're not going to blame names, Texas. Names. In fact,
those are white names.
I
Dallas, Austin. Oh,
San
I get
Antonio.
It now. Okay, that's what he was saying.
I love San Antonio.
I just caught it. Dallas is a white name. Austin is a white name. And he's like, did you do Austin? Oh, nice, Max. Yeah. See?
If Debbie did Dallas... The two of us can do Houston, Dallas, and various other little
Houston's
cities.
Houston's another name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. He's just putting
My
all that
daughter's
together.
Named Jadia. I don't know if it's a city named Jadia.
Jadia?
Jadia, yes.
Jadia? I thought there's a radio station, Al Jazeera. No, that's a TV station.
Al Jazeera? I wouldn't name my daughter Al Jazeera.
Well, it's close.
Jadia. Good God. Al Jazeera.
They're a good station. They're not into terrorism.
All I know is this. If she wants to get a job, I'm not naming her Al Jazeera. They'll just look at the application and keep moving. Like, no, that's all right. Moving right along.
All right. Brothers and sisters, we are going to move along with our own marketing methods.
We're done with the news. And next.
Love and sex and music from Texas.
Really?
So... We are excited to have the return of Smokey Binion, Elvis tribute artist.
Elvis Presley, Mr. Binion.
Smokey Binion,
Mr. Binion,
Jr.
Get away from the girls and get over here. They're
Presley,
looking for you.
Presley tribute artist as well as
here
Hank
he comes.
Williams. Okay, fire up the music.
Fire up the music.
Fire up that Elvis. Yeah.
Excited.
But obviously, y'all could use it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Elvis
Uh-oh.
Is in the building. Elvis
in the building.
Is
Elvis.
In the
and here he is.
Here he is, Smokey Binion Jr. on the Dr. Susan Clark Show. Live from Bonoboville, LAX.
Here he comes.
He's gone. Here he is.
There he is.
Smokey Binion Jr. Live from from Bonoboville. LAX. Okay. And you got to get a microphone.
There's a microphone right. Oh, he's got one.
Yeah, we can barely hear that music.
He's
turn
got
it up,
a wireless microphone. Pump it up.
Pump it up. You can do anything but lay all of my blues away. You can knock me down, tell in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, come up and hop, hop. Oh, my shoes and don't you double my blues away. You can do anything but lay all of my blues away. Dr. Susie TV.
Yay, Elvis.
Elvis in Bonoboville.
Feed me like
ow!
A fool.
Whoa.
Feed me mean and cruel. Heaven love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear all apart. Heaven love me. If you ever go, darling, I'll be old. Oh, so lonely, I'll be sad and blue, right over you, dear only. I would be in fear, just to feel. Ever go,
Elvis.
Darling, I'll be home. Oh, so lonely. Begging on my knees.
On your knees, Elvis.
All I ask is please, please love me. Whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo. That's yours.
Got it.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel.
How about if we get up and do this? This is perky sound.
Well, the bombs just keep flowing. We're just place dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, cracking all the time.
Well, you ain't never come around, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, cracking all the time. Well, you ain't never come around, you ain't no friend of mine.
Oh! Elvis.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Elvis.
Yahoo.
Baby, let me be.
Love and tender.
Put a chain around my neck. Lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be. Get ready, baby. Oh, I don't want to be a tiger. Tiger played too rough. I don't want to be a lion. Lions ain't the kind you love enough. Because I want to. You're a table. Put a chain around my neck. Lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be. You're a table.
That's
oh,
hot.
Let me
you
be.
Go.
You got a scar.
Oh!
Man, something that I might have said. Please just forget the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel.
Forget the past.
Oh, I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Yeah.
All right, Elvis.
Elvis.
All right.
Love me tender.
Oh, love me tender.
Love me sweet. Never let me go.
What if I want to?
You have made my life complete. And I love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill,
for my oh, he's getting fresh, that Elvis.
Fresh Elvis.
I love you. And I always will. Love me tender.
Love me.
Kiss a black man's hand. Just a wild guess.
Johnny B.
Ow! Ow!
Dr. Susie, we have one camera, one
Wise
that's running out of tape.
Only fools, only fools. Oh, well, I can't fall in love with you.
So I think we have to take a break.
Shall I?
Is that right? Is that what you're saying right now?
Would it be? Would it be?
1 minute. All right.
If I
let's surge that volume.
Falling in
I can't help falling in love
with you.
I just can't help it.
Life
yes. Oh, show us your nipples. He did. He did. He flashed us. Elvis flashed us.
He did right. What?
Elvis flashed us. He what? Might flash you. So we're going to be back with more Elvis in just a moment. So, yeah. Go pee or get a drink or, we'll be here to take your whole life, everything. The Love Brigade. Yes, this is our marketing method. Love, not war. Peace through pleasure. Yes, stop the violence. Stop the hate. Give it up to love. And don't come yet. And don't go away. We'll be right back with more Elvis in Bonomoville.
Yay!
I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face.
But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Woo Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Woo! Yeah.
Here she goes. I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui.
Princesse, vas-y.
Come for us, sister.
Come for us.
Look
at that face.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Woo! Thank you.
And I think that was an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Woo! And let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate. And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh,
don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Here we are. Back, yes. And this is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from the Novo Film with Madame Raven Ray over here. And over here in this corner, we have the lovely Savannah Meyer. And Daryl.
Really?
It's Daryl.
Really? And Daryl. Whatever.
And we have Daryl. Right. And we have Smokey Binion. Now, Smokey, you need a microphone. Let's find one. Hopefully that one works.
That's the one that I have that didn't.
No.
Testing.
Okay.
We can share for now.
You want
to. Oh, that's cool.
Come here. Sit down.
You
I got you.
Share.
That's really nice of you, dude.
I got this.
She can be tough. She can be tough. She's a mistress.
I
watched her give Ecor a birthday spanking.
How you feeling over there, partner? I think he's doing the helicopter.
It was good. I don't know what we're in for tonight, but I do think it's time. It's time for the bar to settle down and for us to begin Bonoboville Communion.
I know it's coming.
You know what's coming?
What's coming?
I'm coming.
You said that in a really weird way. What's coming?
What's coming?
Oh, communion. I like communion.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming.
Okay. All right. That's all you meant.
Turn down those speakers in here for a little bit until the songs come on. Turn them down.
He's trying to sell me on his chest.
Sell you? Oh. I think he needs to.
Why is it when I come to your show?
I'll see if I can sell my chest.
That Elvis should take.
Want to sell your chest?
From they're selling chests somebody's out there.
Why is it that I come to your show and the only nipples I see are Elvis's? It's me.
That's you.
It's me.
That must be you.
It's me.
Because I ain't bashful.
And you wonder why I drink so much. This is why.
Okay. All right.
Last week, she was squirting out candles, and I get to see Elvis's nipples. The odds that I would be here on the night of an Elvis impersonator is like 1,000,000 to 1. And it's me.
That's right.
No
here
nipples,
you are.
There's
no
more
squirting.
Chance you get hit by a terrorist.
No nipples, no right. Squirting, no sitting.
So we will now have Elvis take.
It's great to have you here, by the way.
Yes.
Kiss my ass, Max.
I believe Elvis is not drinking one of these. I need a good, stiff glass of water. Okay.
Stiff glass of water.
Holy water. Stiff glass of
stiff glass.
I heard
of
you
water.
Had some holy water.
I did.
She did.
Get some holy water.
Bummed we don't get to drink that holy water.
Yeah, get some holy water.
Well,
yeah.
The don't night rub it is in. Young.
Don't rub it in, dear. You're just rubbing it.
Not
rubbing
fire
in your
water. Matter. Holy water.
You like that?
I've been to Dom Con.
I'm a sadist.
I see that. No holy water for you, Daryl.
All right. So, this is water. And you are going to take your Bonoboville communion from these lovely, dominant feet. Oh, look at this.
So cute.
Pedicure.
Oh, look at those feet.
It's a French red pedicure in honor of France. Oh, wow. Yes. Vive la France. Like Liberté, égalité, fraternité. And
the blue heels.
Yeah, you got the blue and the red and the white.
I did it this time.
You did. You totally did it.
Wow.
You totally did it. Right. Right. Last time we had to get you a red, white, and blue bathing suit.
Terrible.
Look
fail.
At all those
all right,
little
so
girls.
Get first.
There's five little
get
girls
get
there. They
down,
all live in a shoe.
Elvis,
right about there.
On your knees.
Their neighbors are five other girls, and they live in the other shoe.
Yeah, right about
right
there.
Right there. That's good.
And they wore a card.
Okay,
I mean, I'm telling
and now
you.
The salt.
All day. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Oh, good tequila.
Nice.
Oh.
Soft tongue. Is that soft tongue? I'm not
Elvis.
Gonna lie.
Sweet
soft
tequila.
Tongue.
Sweet tequila.
And
yeah.
Now.
Oh, I want to try it, stick that. It, love it. Drink it.
Drink it all down.
There
Elvis.
You go.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think
you
should
do
drip
it
off my feet, though. Oh. Hold on. Hold on. See that heel? Why don't you lay down for a second? I'm going to get creative here. Can I do that?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, she would love that very much.
He just said thank you very much.
No, I just need you to lay down.
Just like
just
Elvis.
Lie down.
Yeah.
Elvis. Don't worry about
much.
It.
Thank you very much.
I just need you to lay down.
Make yourself at home.
You're good.
Make yourself at home.
Okay. Elvis is on the carpet.
On the carpet. Elvis is
I
on the carpet.
I just want this bitch under butt.
Okay. Here he goes.
He's on the carpet.
Down,
there he is.
Uh-oh,
something's going to happen to
Elvis.
Open
your mouth.
Oh,
Elvis is getting
his holy water.
A heel full.
You know, I've done a lot of drugs and drank a lot. And even in my wildest dreams, I've never seen this.
Well, we like to give you
welcome to my Saturday.
Wow. This is awesome.
Yeah,
clean it up.
That's
I don't
the
like
way
wine.
To drink a glass of water.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Woo. Oh yes. And Elvis is thirsty.
The top part.
Yeah.
I guess he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's yeah. getting himself a mouthful.
You got your
of
goddamn mind.
Thirsty?
I'm thirsty, but you know what? I drink Gatorade.
It's got potassium. It's a good thing.
You could drink Gatorade off a foot now.
If she, to be honest, if she put vodka on her foot, I might do it.
Is that a challenge?
That's
no, it's not a challenge. That's too easy. That was a joke. I know you're a dominant.
He's a comedian.
Why would I say that? Knowing full well that you'll get a bottle of Absolut and I'll be looking like a pure idiot drinking fucking.
And then the picture
smeared off.
And then the picture comes back on. I'm on the Las Vegas Strip.
With my foot in your mouth.
Hey, guess who's playing tonight?
Yeah.
It's the brother that drinks vodka off of feet. Come see him.
With a picture they took.
You'd have a lot of people show up. I'm just saying.
Actually,
to drink vodka out of it.
Actually, know what's funny?
Champagne out of a shoe. Why not drink vodka?
Actually,
know
what's funny? It actually got me more people to come.
Oh yeah,
would probably
sure.
get me more people to come to my shows.
That's right.
Because they're like, this dude's a freak. Cool.
People like
yo.
People like
all
to
day.
Feel superior.
No, that's not superior. That's just freedom. No, it's just a certain freedom when it's like I'm drinking vodka out of a bitch's feet and I don't give a damn. Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
That's a freedom most of us don't have, and that's what you were saying earlier about sexuality and freedom. That's what my new special is about. It's called My Normal.
There you go.
Because my normal isn't regular people's normal. It's like,
but it probably is.
Well, they
inside.
Right,
inside,
but they want to hide it. It's like, look,
I'm curious what your normal is.
My normal is
what's your normal?
Okay,
yeah, that's
I they're
like
filming
that.
A reality show for me, so my normal is
they being Showtime.
No, this is Vice TV.
Spike
Jones.
Vice TV.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Spike Jones.
Vice.
My normal is going to a strip club with a friend of mine. Hey, Alexis, and we're doing cocaine, and I'm like, Alexis, people can't see me doing coke right on the table at a strip club. She's like, I got this. So she starts booty clapping, so that takes all the attention from me so I could do my cocaine. And that was my
shiny.
That was my Tuesday. All right. So it's not like
now Elvis, that mm-hmm. is Smokey Binion Jr., who has his
that's
mouth full.
Sick.
Told me that the original meaning of Tutti Frutti Hey Rudy mm-hmm. is Tutti Frutti Good Booty.
they couldn't awesome. Say booty back then?
That's awesome.
They couldn't say booty. Not wow. on regular radio. They had to change it.
Tutti Frutti Good Booty.
Tutti Frutti Good Booty is the original
That
lyric.
Is so cool.
I think I'm going to post that tonight on Twitter.
Yeah. Tutti Frutti Good Booty. Yeah. Tutti Frutti. That actually,
good
the
booty.
Song
it
actually makes sense
better.
Now.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds so much better.
Why are they saying, hey, Rudy? I mean, you know.
For the longest time, that song made no sense. It's
right.
Like, think about
it. Does.
Where did Rudy come from? I always wondered, like, where
Tutti
did Rudy come from?
Good Booty.
He comes
Tutti
from
Frutti,
a bastard.
Good Booty. How many of us guys haven't screamed like that? When you got some good booty, like
right.
woo, thank you, all of that. So now the song makes sense. Tutti Frutti, good booty, woo, yeah. We all, every guy, Max. Hey Max, when's the
yes.
last time
he
that you screamed
it.
Like that?
He woo.
Actually, it was
just
the other night.
Thank
so,
you.
Yes, just
now this song makes perfect yep. sense.
It was nice.
At first,
I was
like,
screaming.
And then when you
come, it's like, she was
I'm
screaming.
Like,
she was screaming louder than I was screaming.
I am like, who is Rudy, and why are you putting Tutti Frutti on her? Like, that's kind of creepy.
Why did
they? And then once the Cosby Show came out, the song got real creepy. Like,
oh,
what are you?
Man.
Like,
yeah.
What are you doing to Rudy? She's the youngest daughter. Like, you need to stop that. Whatever it is.
Yeah, stop that.
All right. Okay. Let's go back to adults.
I said Ikor actually.
And
does
who
a
are awake
of that? There's
some.
I'm sorry.
I think you should use the right words.
What is going on there still?
Elvis is still stuck on the carpet.
Elvis is on the carpet. He's on the green.
Elvis.
He's still drinking.
He's on
water
the green carpet.
The
he's not on the
Hallelujah.
Red carpet. He's on the green carpet.
Foot worship.
Laid out.
Elvis is enjoying
himself. Right. I don't like it sloppy wet, so he's making sure he doesn't miss anything.
What a guy. What a man.
I knew he was alive. He showed up tonight.
Yeah, how about 2 feet?
Oh, that would require me to take my shoe off. Here, you do that.
Oh, he can do that. Maybe. Maybe not.
Fail.
You have to unzip
no, there's
the
a
back.
Zipper.
Yeah.
Hey, you better watch out.
Elvis.
Is, her foot is going to get wrinkled. After all that licking, there's going all wrinkles on it.
But I bet you would like
and
to
I'm
take
next,
Bonoboville
so,
communion,
you know.
Perhaps from the lovely Savannah.
Oh, if Savannah would let me, I would
yes.
love that.
I would love to do
yes.
that.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't giggity. Necessarily have to let go of your foot.
I wasn't necessarily going to stop.
Yeah. How about, since he's only seeing male nipples, how about from the boobs?
Yes.
How about some female nipples?
I'm
I
a
love
big
you,
fan.
Dr.
That would be amazing.
Do you know how much I love you, dear? We've been doing this.
I have
this
some
one.
Idea.
Yes,
right, but
I love you so much.
I love your show too.
Thank you, dear.
And here she goes, Savannah.
I like that
bra.
It's a pretty bra.
And her beautiful natural.
Oh. I love natural titties. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you for being amazing.
And aww. Do you want Ron Jeremy down your throat or agua coco leaf liqueur?
Oh man, I don't know if Ron Jeremy will ever be down my throat. I'm gonna have to go with the other. I actually just hung out with Ron Jeremy. We just hung out.
Since I am
in
kind
Chicago.
Of stuck, maybe Jake could come over and pour.
Actually, we didn't really hang out. He was passed out most of the time in the party bus.
Oh, there he goes, Jake. Oh. There's all kinds of papers here. It's very. Oh, by the way, I just want to say.
I'm having titties. What are you doing?
We won our lawsuit against PayPal.
Woo-hoo! Did we?
We won our
Fuck
lawsuit
yes!
against
Fuck yes!
PayPal.
So does
nice.
That mean my
yay,
PayPal gets reinstated?
Yay, I am just very happy.
Does my
to
PayPal get reinstated?
Well, I don't know about your lawsuit against
PayPal. Oh,
I was
in the
class
PayPal
action lawsuit.
Keeps their customers' money. Often unlawfully, and they kept Bonoboville funds unlawfully, and the judge Just force them to return the money and pay a little extra the trouble.
Damn right.
Not as
nice.
Much as we wanted.
But still,
something. Yeah. And it was very nice, and it was really nice to see PayPal.
You know what's weird? I went through some shit with PayPal last year. Somebody stole my PayPal and was using it on Uber, and I was in Europe. I'm like, bruh, I can't catch an Uber from Compton to Hollywood when I'm in fucking England. And I had to go through some stuff. 3 months. 3 months. I beat him too, but not as much as you beat him for, I'm sure.
I beat him.
Give it to him.
Good
Give it
job.
To him.
All right. High five. That's,
Give
that's
it to him,
big,
Doc.
That's a big damn deal.
It is a big yeah. deal. People
it is a big
realize,
damn deal. I fucking
don't
hate
realize,
PayPal.
Fight.
I'll explain it if you want to know how you too can beat
yes.
PayPal at their game.
They even shut down my vanilla account.
Money, yes. If they're keeping your
yes.
money.
Don't just
I got
don't
my money back.
And they
I'm
won't
not gonna
give
lie.
It to you. I
got
mean,
my money
first
back.
You have to try the regular way. Ask.
Doesn't
them.
Work.
But, you know, if it doesn't work, you take them to small claims court.
But know what? People need to know to fight. Stop giving up. Be a grown up,
yep.
suck it up, and fight because you win. That's
not with
what these,
guns.
No, not with violence.
With love and lawsuits.
Don't
and
always bend over and grab
love,
your ankles so easy, please.
With love, and when you know you're right, you're going to win. That does not take violence. These companies bank on you giving up and being
oh,
frustrated
yeah. oh,
and walking away.
That's, yeah. what,
that's
they,
what they bank on.
You're right.
That's why they have the big buildings, because so many people have just given up and walked away. So I am so proud
money.
Of you, Doc. For real.
Get I'm em. Proud of Captain Max because he's the one, of course, that pushed
What happened? I was taking my bladder. Was
PayPal. I was just saying.
Oh, PayPal. We sued him. We won.
PayPal.
Yeah.
That's where you've
been.
Yeah, I'm organizing 300, 400, 500 lawsuits all over the country with these little court judges in little cities and they can't defend themselves.
Because they have no
They shut my PayPal yeah. down over $10.
Yeah, yeah,
Somebody
yeah.
put a note in and wanted so a clip of them getting a jerk-off instruction clip
right,
with a sandal
right.
and getting yeah, beat over the
fascist.
Butt with a sandal or some shit. And
yeah,
they gave me
$10 fascist.
And I rejected it. And yeah. I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
And they shut me down. And I was like, no, you've got to be kidding.
No, you got to be kidding.
And then they shut my vanilla
kidding.
PayPal
yeah.
down. And then they shut my boyfriend at the time, his PayPal down.
Wow.
Like everybody that was associated was shut.
But guess
down.
What?
Wow.
What the fuck?
At the end of the day, just keep fighting because that PayPal will come on. That PayPal will come on. And you
oh no,
pay
I have Square
extra.
Cash now. I'm good.
And they have awesome. New challenges. You know, they're sort of old technology, and now you can pay with your phone. You can pay with your finger. You can pay with your dick. You can pay with your nose. You can
Where
pay
you
by
pay
just
with your dick
just
foot?
Looking.
How about with your foot?
Yeah, or with your
you
foot.
You can't pay me in kisses, but.
Where do you pay with dick at, Max?
With what?
Where do you pay with dicks at? Where do you pay with
I
dick
think
at?
That's in Vegas.
I need change for 100.
Where do I play with my?
Where do I? Where do you
play with his dick?
Where do you pay with personal. Dick at?
Where do you pay with dick at?
Yeah, because I need change for 100.
Yeah, I don't think the exchange rate's the same.
Okay, we're gonna have Bonoboville communion now.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm like,
I know.
Just staring at her titties like
okay.
a whole time.
I know.
Not
I
complaining.
I'm talking shit.
I'm not saying anything while I talked about suing PayPal. I just thought that would be.
Yeah,
I
you gotta show them how normal this
what?
Is.
It was
it's all
ironic,
normal,
actually.
Right? It's normal, right?
All right. So
licking
now
a nipple. Right? What could be abnormal? Cows lick nipples. People lick nipples. Yeah, well, you know, these are nipples. I got nipples. Yeah,
Elvis is so happy.
Does Elvis.
No, he's so happy.
And so does Savannah.
I almost
Fire.
Feel like scratching his belly.
Savannah is just like,
so
okay.
Like, oh, good boy.
See?
Oh, good boy, good boy, good boy. Good boy.
He's so happy.
All right, so now you are going to get your salt. First, you lick the nipple.
All right, and Elvis is now getting up from the green carpet and composing himself.
I'm a little OCD. Can I look
and
both of them evenly?
Yes, absolutely.
That works for me.
Let me take the mic so it's not in front of your beautiful nipples, and I'll hold it here. And
ooh.
Lick.
Ooh.
Ah, take your time.
Oh, really, we're not in a hurry.
Just take your time. Just lick. Nice and wet. Lipstick there. Okay,
what is
here
this?
Goes the
this
salt.
Is what? This is not mine. Whose is
and
that? This is mine.
Here we go.
I better. I'm on it.
Hercules, Hercules.
And now she licks the salt. Salt lick. Beautiful lips around luscious nipples. Madam Raven Ray and Savannah Fire live on Dr. Susie TV. Whoa, and those are very hard nipples.
They're very hard now.
How did she do? You did good. Okay, and what did I do with the... There it is.
I forgot all about that. I was excited.
I know, I'm glad I didn't knock it over.
I just don't like salt that much. So I'm like, where's the drink?
Okay, so lay back against her boobs.
What is it? Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Lay. Anybody, you need help or anything? Can I do something?
Well, you're supposed to lay your head back.
Wait.
You lay your head back against her.
This is going to get messy.
Right.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are we doing here, Susan?
We're doing Tutti Frutti Good Booby now.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully this gets messy.
Ooh. Ooh.
All the way down.
Wow.
Down the hatch.
Wow.
A little more. Very good.
Yay!
Yay!
You are great, madam. You are a great woman.
A great, great.
And a beautiful one, also.
Drink her nails, right? Feel
and
so
very
nice.
Smart.
I do have nice nails.
Wow.
Oh, look at those nails.
What do you think about that, Daryl? I mean,
huh?
What do you think?
Stop fucking up the view, Max.
Yeah. Huh?
Stop fucking up the view, Max. You ruined the moment, man.
He's asking too many questions.
Hey, I sat through 25 minutes of Elvis for this. Shut the fuck up, all right?
Are you going to
You're awesome, man. You are awesome, man. I was over here dancing.
I don't know if I'll end up getting it. That's in Florida,
Texas.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Florida.
Texas,
I don't know.
Baby.
Well, if you're at FetishCon, I would love to shoot with you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. All right, another marriage in fetish production made on Dr. Susan Block.
Maybe we can do some titty worship.
What are we shooting? What happened?
Well, they're going to do some clips together.
What
Although,
are they going to do?
Thank you, Lovie.
Well,
thank
would you like to take communion somehow from Adam Raven Ray?
Yes, she would.
And we have, Dr. Susie, we have 15 minutes.
Okay. I think we have enough time for a five-minute communion.
We can do that.
We do. Yes, we do.
I'll be here at the bar drinking.
Ooh. We do.
Ooh. No, Ron.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah. You know what?
She has kind of a, what do you have? What are you pointing to here? What do you want her to take?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe a leg, inside thigh. That's ticklish for me. I like that.
On her inner
your
thigh.
Ass.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Or her ass.
How about
that's
you bend
nice.
Over and just give up your ass? Oh, yeah.
Mm. You know what? I love when Dr. Susie's coaching.
This guy?
Okay.
Like, doctor.
So I think maybe you can...
Dr. Susie just won Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I just try to be organic about it, you know. And now, here we go. Now, Madam Raven Ray.
At this point, this is done.
What?
Should I stand?
You want to stand? I guess you could.
Would that be easier?
Yeah. Yes, good.
Okay.
So, wait, where's...
Yeah,
all right.
Like.
So,
I'm moving,
you got a good view here. Can you... sort of tie this up around
Mama didn't
here.
Know
yeah.
Rules,
yeah, you hold the mic and you just tie that.
I have
so
a good view.
Present.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at this. She's
Lord
so
have
versatile.
Mercy.
This is Madam Raven Ray tying herself up.
The ever
she's such a good bondage mistress.
Ladies. The ever precious and beautiful.
Even tie herself
Ladies,
up.
Learn
and
something
look
from
at that
Madam Raven Ray.
But.
The ever-precious and beautiful Raven.
Yes. Okay. So.
Lord have mercy.
Now,
I was a fun for the whole family.
If it stops moving, that is. Oh, and now we just apply. Oops, that salt is falling right off. There we go.
Salt off the booty.
Salt off the booty. Tutti Frutti Good Booty.
Now I know what that was talking about.
We are getting some good booty. Savannah Fire is licking up that Tutti Frutti Good Booty.
Ain't you glad I told you that?
And over here and a little over there.
Oh, yeah. You missed a spot. Now, and she's OCD. She needs to have the other side licked. Oh, yeah. Could you lick the other side and then we'll solve that,
I mean,
too?
Since you're at it.
Yeah.
How kind.
Yeah. I'm going to use that excuse.
You like that?
The OCD. You got to do both sides.
Could you lick the other ball? Because you can't just lick one ball.
Yeah, you can't. You can't leave that shit uneaten. It'll hang
it's
different.
A good excuse. You learn things on this show,
that's
Darryl.
That's why I come back, dear. OCD.
Let's hear it for Savannah Fire.
Hold up, Raven Ray. It ain't over.
Oh, boy. How's she going to do it off my ass?
Oh, is she going to put
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Okay, you want to lean back against her ass now.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Should I pour it down there? No.
You think I carry coins? There's no coin. No, no. They don't make a $100 coin.
More? Yeah.
Ooh, give it to
goodness.
All of it.
It's turning out a lot better than I thought it would be. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, Savannah.
Oh, yeah, spill it all over yourself, Darryl. It's good.
Who the fuck poured me a drink all the way up to the top? I'm not ashamed of coming in my pants.
You know, people only give me a half a cup for a reason.
That's why.
They make me drink it, like, in the kitchen at their house.
Oh, okay. That was awesome. Thank you, Savannah. Oh,
yes, no, that was amazing. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Savannah. Thank you, madam.
Oh, no, pleasure's mine.
Can we give the microphone back to somebody here?
The pleasure's all mine.
They give the microphone back to somebody.
This is what I would say for all of y'all thinking about doing something stupid and making Dr. Susie sad. Just look at this episode of the Dr. Susie Show. You had Elvis, you had titty with liquor on it, bruh. Nobody can watch this and be pissed off anymore.
No.
Your foot worship.
This is the marketing method.
Thank you.
That's
pick up a marketing method that works.
The
Bonobo spend your time
way,
watching Bonoboville.
That's right. And the Bonobo way is to make love, not war. That's all there is to it. And, you know, there's different ways to do that. You know, you can do the titty licking. You can do the ass licking.
Thank you.
You know, the foot licking. I mean, there's lots
groceries.
Of different ways to do it.
I've licked ass a lot of times.
Oh, real ass licking. Ikor wants to teach you ass licking.
I've licked ass a lot of times, and I've never wanted to run anybody
over. You just met the
tutor. This was not asshole licking, if that's what you mean.
Well, I've done that too, but still.
Yeah, this was just ass, not asshole.
Could you?
But
I would really appreciate that. Could you put my, could you put my shoes back on for me?
Tell me what you feel like I got.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Uh-oh.
That would just be great.
Elvis going? Elvis is going back for seconds.
Nom, nom, nom.
We just took a little break, Darryl.
Wow. Here's Cinderella.
That joke had multiple meanings
right
there.
Am I Cinderella right now? I like
he hadn't
that.
Sucked
okay.
feet
Where
in days.
Where the fuck is my prince charming?
He's in Dallas.
He was hungry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On bended knee.
Now I know how the prince felt whenever he put the shoe on Cinderella.
Oh.
I don't remember licking toes in the cartoon.
Shut up.
That would have been a
don't
much
you know that this. Prince Charming had a foot fetish?
That would have been a much better cartoon.
We need, yeah. we need to make a porno version.
Dude, that yeah. I'm down. Thank you.
See?
Thank you.
I just give
There's
ideas.
There's an epic clip coming, guys. I'm letting
I
you
give
know.
I give ideas. She's it's great. Free.
Are you an idea?
I ain't gonna say nothing. But where are you gonna get Where
Hold
are you
on,
gonna get
still get it on. It's
seven
on.
Little people to lick your feet too.
You'd be surprised.
That's Snow White.
Snow White.
That's easy.
Oh yeah.
That's
Don't.
Easy. You know what? That could be a Cosby fetish.
That's
thing,
easy.
Because she's
asleep
the whole time.
Here we
She's sleeping.
That's what he's
saying. That is true. That is true.
That's crazy.
Right?
That
I'll is true. I'll have some Quaaludes right before. It'll be fine.
Five people
it's like, hey,
Snow White.
It's like, hey, Sleeping Beauty. Like, how is Bill Cosby's version of Sleeping Beauty where she don't wake up?
I can control it.
Like, oh,
well,
no.
Well, she does wake up eventually to get out of the hotel room.
Oh, that's cold.
To run.
Where's the other shoe?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm very stoned and, and drunk. And
Cinderella with
I'm
the...
Here
it's
with
really
the
like Cinderella.
One,
yeah. Where's the other
Lost
shoe?
Lost the shoe.
Grand,
Lost the shoe. We
oh
have to
gosh.
Go through the queendom.
We have to go.
You have
this is kind of funny.
6 minutes.
This is cool as hell.
Lost the shoe.
8 minutes. We lost the shoe.
We actually,
that's a pretty expensive shoe. I'd like to find it.
I didn't lose the shoe.
It is a very special
shoe. Then you got to try it on Savannah first and be like, no, nah, girl, your feet too big.
Savannah, what size shoe are you?
I'm an 8. Your feet look petite to me.
They're a 7 narrow. So they fit really well on a face. They're super narrow.
They fit really well on a face. I've never heard a foot... Just yeah, described
I like
that.
Yeah. That's
they
my foot.
Fit really well on a face.
That's a trick of the trade. Yeah.
Yes, please, Devin.
Elvis
just
would
finish
still be,
your job.
Elvis is putting on shoes.
Elvis would still be down there had y'all not fucking.
Oh yeah, no,
up his
Elvis.
Group.
Thank you. Why are you gonna move?
Like, why I gotta move? What?
Elvis could
that.
Get a job.
What reason
Jimmy
would you
shoes?
Have except maybe
she's
to
really
no.
Cinderella.
Oh,
all right, so we've only got a few more minutes.
Yeah, you've got.
Did you want to speak?
Oh yeah, no, I've been speaking tonight.
You have
actually,
been speaking.
Yes, I've been speaking quite a bit.
By the way, I'm not looking anywhere near the camera right now. Jesus H. Christ. Like, wow, sweetie.
Boob. Aren't her titties amazing?
Yes.
They taste quite amazing,
they
too.
Are
you know what?
What, is
ass,
what tastes good? What's
I'll kick
saying?
It. I won't kiss it, but I'll kiss it.
I know. Yeah. I've been to
DomCon. Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Could I
they look wonderful.
Ask you to do a striptease?
Striptease.
Oh, of course I'm not wearing a dress today.
I know, and jeans is kind of hot too. Can you do like the whole like pull it down just under your butt?
I really like to do stripteases. I've never done it in jeans.
That's good.
Susan, you've got 6 minutes.
I know, you got to do it
sure,
in 2
okay.
minutes.
Sure, okay.
That's kind of hot though.
Six
kinda
minutes?
Kind of
hot.
Can you move that napkin?
She's beautiful. She's got a great figure.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Boy, that was close. I thought she was going to ask.
Can we get her some music?
Yeah, music. Can we have some music?
I don't know. I think we have to sing.
I'm really bad at like...
Oh, here's some music. That's quite all right.
That means get to the point.
Now,
this is an amazing view.
What
beautiful,
I like
huh?
about going commando.
Wow. You know what? Some things make it all worth it.
Beautiful.
Well, you got to take your heels off before you take the shoes off.
Wow.
I mean, you got to take the shoes off before you take the pants off.
It's always fun to watch girls struggle to get their pants off at the bottom.
But you did really well with that, by the way.
And look at that. Just such a beautiful
perfect.
Figure. So
perfect.
Natural.
Perfect.
Wow.
Curvy. But
yes,
slim.
Please.
Totally.
There is nothing dirty about it.
Totally slim and curvy.
Yeah, that's good. She has a beautifully shaped body.
I'll tell you one thing.
Booty.
I wouldn't bring her home
booty.
To my brother.
She has a beautifully shaped body. Yeah.
Yeah, good feet too. I'm not gonna lie, her feet are adorable. Nice little red pedicure.
I think you should turn around and show the Judy
Friedman.
Those titties, they're so
beautiful. Savannah Fire. She is lighting our fire. And twerking. Oh yeah,
twerk, baby, twerk.
Sure recognizes that twerk. Yeah, twerk it, baby. She's twerking.
Yes, that's definitely some great balls of fire.
This is why the terrorists can't win, people.
All right, let's hear it for Savannah Fire.
Yeah.
Thank you, Savannah.
I didn't know if the whole, like, you have to sit on your hands rule applied or not.
I didn't either. I just leaned back and watched.
Okay, so we've had such a fantastic show tonight.
Yeah,
it
was great.
From sex to comedy. To rock and roll! Woohoo! So I want to thank, Madam Raven Ray.
Thank you.
Yes, she is the madam of the room here. And an MC at DomCon. And just, no slaves were brought with her tonight. But she seems to have picked one up.
Happens.
I would volunteer for that, though.
And Savannah.
Yay,
yes.
Savannah. Thank
she's
you.
So
Savannah
hot.
Fire.
She's so
fire.
I hope she goes
Isn't
to FetishCon so I can shoot with her.
She is so fire.
She just lights all of our fires. Woohoo. And
lonely, 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 lonely. Been a long time.
And I want to
you
thank Daryl here.
Daryl,
am I complaining?
We haven't seen you in so long.
I know, bro. Oh, yeah. can I give a shout out? Yeah. Check out my reality show in September on Viceland TV. Comedy special coming out. My Normal is coming out on Showtime in January. Doc, I love you. Thank you for the titty thing, because you didn't have to do that, but that's just us.
No, I did it for me.
I did it for me.
You know what? You don't have to be selfish. This was a moment we had, sweetheart. We had a moment. And you were just like, I did it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know,
he's not Frank Sinatra. He's Elvis. That's my way.
That's good.
You got 4 minutes.
It's good when the woman enjoys herself.
Yes, it is. Much better.
Igor didn't do much tonight, but thank you, Igor, for just being here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He did me a favor. High five.
Hey, hey. He did you a favor. And I think that Jake did you a favor, so we got favors all around, right?
I need a favor, goddammit.
Sketch mine.
Where we get a favor?
What favor? What do you need, Daryl?
Shut up, Max.
And I want to thank Smokey Binion Jr. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you.
And it was a pleasure meeting Savannah. You are so beautiful.
Mm. Ah, thank you.
Honest truth. Nice to meet you too. Honest truth. And so is Raven.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're just surrounded by beauty.
I'm having a hard time keeping my hands to myself. Mm.
I understand.
That's why I'm in between.
And Max, of course.
I'm a little sad that I'm the only naked girl, though. I was hoping to see Raven.
No, don't worry about it, Savannah. It's because I'm here. Normally, it would be 10
but
or 11.
Isn't two better than one?
Oh, wait. Raven is coming out with the Tootie Fruity Goods booty ass. Woo!
Woo! Wow.
Oh, no.
We're going to hang
okay.
We need
panty
a pair
boy,
for our pantalier.
Panty boy.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, can we see the cookie?
Yeah.
Pretty cookie.
Oh, she's little bush too.
Pretty cookie. I know they have. They both have twin bushes.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Cute.
Beautiful.
It's like little.
Oh my God, that
it's
looks like when
bush.
You first get a puppy and you would just hug it the whole time.
It's wow.
I love it. I love
cute.
It. Let's hear it for.
I have a cute pussy.
These
thank
beautiful
you.
Pussies that are like very natural and lovely. I'm so glad to bring you girls together. And yes, Smokey, thank you. Everybody, thank you for bringing sex and comedy and music. To all of us, you know, this is our marketing method. That's right. That's right. You got your terror, and I don't know. I don't know how you stop it. You know, somebody driving a truck or shooting a gun. I mean, you just have to keep the pleasure flowing.
I can tell you how to stop it.
Because my pin
love.
Savannah,
going.
Could you stand up one time and turn around? That's how you stop terrorism.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yes.
You got it. Down.
Amen.
Thank
this
you.
This is going to stop somebody.
Do any
There's
of you guys feel like
there.
Doing anything violent right now?
Right.
And Daryl, you know, the
kinda.
Truth is.
Get a
free But that's consensual, kinda. Though. That would be consensual, so that's
you
okay.
Can't
just saying.
Be killing while you're coming. It just. Can't be killing while you're coming. There's too many things going on.
Didn't Wait. Bill Clinton get head and there wasn't any wars?
No, you got a. I think
what
you got
that?
A Where? Flavored cigar. Or
Could I get some Bill now?
Oh my God.
He might be back in there. You know, if Hillary
Make
wins,
love,
if,
not war.
If Hillary wins, it'll be the first time in history that there will have been two presidents who slept together.
Isn't that funny?
It's the first time in history that you know about.
Do you know?
Oh, well, right.
I think.
Oh, I mean, wait a minute.
I think.
Do we know that for
Hillary
sure?
Will be
I
on
think
top
Garfield
of the desk
was kind
of.
How do we know
under?
That? How do we know that
I
Bush
think Garfield
didn't sleep
was
with his father?
Creepy.
How do we know you Bush know? Didn't sleep with Nixon or
Garfield? And we don't know how FDR wound up in that wheelchair, bro.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah.
Leg cramp.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was saying, but you don't know. Well, somebody knocked that booty out, and he was just like, "Dog, I need a wheelchair."
Yeah.
See, that's all we know.
Because Hoover had a Hoover on
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. You don't know. You don't know.
All right. Well, it is time to wind it up. So, Max?
Yes.
Any farewell?
So, I just waved the French flag,
oh, yeah.
And I waved all
French
the flags flag. Of freedom. But freedom has to be defined in many different ways. We are, in fact, only democracy in the world that only has a two-party system. That is not a democracy. And we have to stop the killing, and we have to bring our police under control, because every cop that kills, he kills in our name. And that we can't allow, not as a civilized nation.
Stop the killing.
Fuck for freedom.
You know? Do you know that the Republican Party, by the way, put porn addiction on their platform as a plague that must be gotten rid of with all the problems in the world and in America? Yeah. They made porn addiction like number one problem. Like
not starving
enemy.
Babies.
Yeah, right.
I'm just asking.
So
no, they don't care. They don't matter.
There's some crazy shit going on.
For freedom.
But we're here for the Bonobo Way, and we're here for love and beauty. And thank you, Jackie, also. Jackie Blue, who's been shooting tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jackie. I missed your face.
And Winston has also been shooting tonight. Thank Winston.
Thank you. Got me.
I can't say Southern I missed boy. Your face.
And I'm not going to thank everybody in the room, but I do appreciate you all. And everybody out of the room, if you're out there listening or watching, you know, just freeze frame on Savannah's booty if you feel like doing anything violent. And
screenshot.
Just watch it and look at it and jack off to it, whatever, make love to it. Or
put Pokemon down
do
and screenshot
yeah,
her
really,
ass.
Really. Pokemon encourages violence, really.
Or jumping off cliffs.
So we love you, niece. And... we love you all. So
see, even my
make
were
love,
blue.
Not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Yeah. Right? Don't run people
we
over.
We are one.
We are one.
We are only one.
We are one, and we have to help each other.
I like that.
Yes, we are one with all these fucking asshole murderers. So we gotta somehow help them out, show them some booty, you know, send them some worn panties for them to inhale. So that they will feel less violent, right? It smells good. It's
they
good
love
stuff.
Lingerie, by the way.
Right. Yeah. ISIS loves lingerie. We should send them some.
Hey, let's do that.
Let's do that. We got to cure the hate
aiding the enemy.
With the love. That's right. And the music and the comedy and the sex. So, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Fuck for peace.
Even if that someone is you. I love you. Fuck for peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
Fuck for peace. Fuck for peace. Last week we had squirting for peace.
Hey.
Yeah, we did.
We're the warriors, man. We changed the world.
Thirsty. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah.
It's easy. All you got to do is speak up.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.